This is Ozarks at Large. In recognition of National Emergency Services Week, Northwest Arkansas Central EMS, which provides ambulance service to Fayetteville and most of Washington County, is launching a new awareness campaign, according to Chief Becky Stewart.
National EMS Week is an opportunity for the whole nation to recognize and understand what emergency medical service is all about, and for EMS to get out there and talk to the public and show them what we do. It's an opportunity to appreciate the hardworking EMTs, paramedics, and dispatchers that are out there on the front lines every day.
Stewart says Central EMS responds to between 1,500 and 1,900 calls per month. The ambulance service is headquartered in South Fayetteville and operates 10 stations across the county. This week, Stewart says, Central EMS is educating the public about their annual paramedic ambulance membership plan.
And it is an opportunity to help defray some of the costs from an ambulance transport, which is pretty costly, to provide all the equipment, the rapid response, and the highly trained people. So for $85 a month, if your household has insurance, for $100 a month, if you do not have insurance, the membership program will decrease your cost and it'll cover any out-of-pocket that you might have.
Co-insurance and deductibles insurance costs for insured members are covered, and for uninsured, the plan pays all costs. Over 1,000 households in Washington County subscribe to the Paramedic Ambulance Membership Plan, which helps to support Central EMS operations.
We don't think about an ambulance or even really the cost until we dial 911, and then we think, oh boy, this is going to be expensive. So the best thing to do is prepare ahead of time and have that membership.
The nonprofit Central EMS is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year and is governed by the Washington County Regional Ambulance Authority. Stewart manages 125 employees, including emergency management technicians, paramedics, and ambulance crews. Telephone dispatchers are also trained and certified to provide care and instruction to those who call until ambulance teams arrive. If you'd like to know more, you can go to centralems.org.